Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back, everybody, to Campfire Tales. Tonight, we have a horrifying fairgrounds story that I cannot wait to share with you. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss tonight's story. If you like true and creepypasta scary stories, make sure to subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up. Now let's get spooky. On the day that my friends and I went searching for the Catawanga, I lay in a field of cotton-spun dandelions and roasted in the evil gleam of the sun. It was one of the dog days of summer, when all the shadows are golden and the day never ends. It just runs languidly onwards like a painted smear. The sky was a pristine blue of a hydrangea flower, without a cloud in the sky. Every so often, Elliot would leap up excitedly, claiming he could see a cloud forming. But it was always a plane or a trick of the light, or a runaway dandelion floating through the air. Chris grabbed Elliot's ankle as he went to jump up again and shoved him back onto the grass. "There's no damn clouds." "Language!" Elliot looked mildly offended. Chris snorted. He was a football player through and through, with huge shoulders and temper to match. So I quickly got up, in hopes of heading off any confrontation. "I'm bored. Let's go play catch or something." Chris started to agree, but paused. A dangerous light came into his eyes, and I was intimidatingly afraid. According to Chris, his ideas were brilliant. According to literally everyone else, they were insane. Like when he had suspended the school weeb Peter from a tree branch to see if the squirrels would eat him. Peter had hung there like an overweight flag for nearly 6 hours. "Have you guys heard of the Catawanga?" He stared straight at Elliot as he said this. "I heard that it lurks in the old fairgrounds and eats the bad children who wander off. It's got the eyes of a snake and it ties the bones of its victims into its fur. Little Will's cousin saw it, and he says it has claws like..." Chris fumbles for the right word. "Knives?" I suggested. "Yes, knives." "There's no such thing. It's probably just some animal." Elliot didn't sound very sure of himself. Of course, I knew about the Catawanga. Everyone in my town did. The stories were many and conflicting. In some, it was a great dragon who hoarded the skulls of children and only brought them out during rainy nights to admire them in the light of the moon. In others, the Catawanga was a great man-beast abandoned by his family, bitter and afraid of the world. But always, it lived in the abandoned fairground, and it was always very, very hungry. In my town's heyday, people came from all over the world to see the famous Grenadine Circus. It was open all year round and fun for the whole family. But that was a long time ago. What I knew about the circus came from old geezers clustered around creaky folding tables, telling stories about their youth. Everyone knew the half dozen stories were made up, and the other half maybe as well. But I always had been fascinated by the circus, or rather, I was fascinated by the way all the adults treated it. The Catawanga was not regarded as some harmless legend for the little kids to tell when they were warm and safe around a campfire. To the parents of all the kids I knew, the Catawanga was real, and the circus was to be avoided at all costs. "The Catawanga isn't real," Elliot said this again, more firmly. "Probably everyone freaked out about a cougar or a tiger or a really hairy person." "We don't get those around here," I hesitated. "Well, we do get hairy people, but I've never seen any predator bigger than your ugly baby sister." The last remark was directed at Chris. "Right. Everyone just shut up. I'm going to the fairgrounds, and if y'all are too chicken, then don't come." Under the direct threat of being called a chicken, Elliot and I followed Chris as he confidently strolled away. My town was given a name by the 20-somethings who had lived there. The ones who were too old to be satisfied with tiny lives, but too young to accept that big lives were meant for big kids born in big cities far away from people that believed in the Catawanga. The 20-somethings called my town Satan's Soul because it was so small. My friends and I made it to the fairgrounds in less than 10 minutes. Vines twined up the poles that held up the sign which proudly proclaimed, "Grenadine Circus." It was barely recognizable. It had decaying wooden things that may have once been stalls, ground covered in leaves that crunched with every step, and anthills. Lots and lots of anthills. Chris smacked his meaty palms together. "Let's go hunt us some Catawanga meat." Elliot rolled his eyes. We walked into the circus together. Because when we actually had gotten there, Chris didn't seem all that keen to go first. Elliot trailed his fingers over a row of half-submerged cages. "I wonder where all the animals went when the circus shut down."
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There was a crashing sound to the side. Ellie and I looked over to see an half-exposed basement with a ladder leading down into it, and Chris moaning at the bottom. I rushed over, sliding down the ladder and grabbing at Chris.
"Dude, you good?"
He started crying, great sobbing gasps that gradually transformed into hysterical laughter.
"You should have seen your face."
Chris stood up and dusted himself off, pleased at his prank. I sighed and turned to leave, but growls came from the back of the room, stopping him.
"It's probably the wind."
"It's the wind." I did my best to sound sure, but nails scraping along the stone undetermined my words.
"That's it. I'm out."
Chris retreated up the ladder.
"Chicken,"
Elliot yelled at his back.
"The Catawanga isn't real."
The growls rose louder.
"The Catawanga isn't real."
Elliot's face was pale.
"And I'm not leaving. I'm not a chicken."
I tried to pull Elliot away, but he stood his ground.
"The Catawanga isn't real,"
Elliot screamed it into the back of the room, as if he would wish the shadowed shape moving at the back of the room into non-existence.
"The Catawanga isn't real, and we don't got predators here, and you aren't allowed to be real."
He bellowed the words out as if some tiny, important thing was about to be broken. And that was the last thing that he would ever say. I glanced at the shape. It was just a lump of shadows in the corner. I grabbed Elliot's arm, and I decided I didn't want to see it move. I talked to him calmly, projecting what I didn't feel.
"Elliot, come on, let's just go. It'll be okay, Elliot. We just have to leave now."
Growls bubbled from behind me.
Elliot, move! Elliot's face went pale. He pointed over my shoulder with one trembling finger. The bear was rather pathetic. It lunged for us, but only made it halfway, banging its nose against the ground and whimpering like a petulant child. The bear's fur was falling off in patches. Its eyes were covered in a milky white film, and it sniffed the air, trying to find us. All those years of being endlessly crammed onto bicycles and paraded around like an oversized dog, followed by years of alone in the fairgrounds, had taken its toll on the creature. Despite that, it was very big and very obviously hungry. "But we don't get bears here," I said stupidly.
"I told you," Elliot whispered. "I asked what happened to the circus animals. Now we know. I told you so."
I grabbed Elliot by the arm and pulled both of us out of the basement. As we scrambled up the ladder, I glanced back. The last thing I saw was the faded red collar around the bear's neck, a last remnant of the Grenadine Circus. Elliot and I met Chris by the edge of the grounds and told him about the bear.
"I guess the Catawanga isn't real. Just some dumb kids making up stories about a bear."
He sounded disappointed, even though he had run away from the bear like he had bees in his pants.
"Yeah, I guess so." I was relieved.
Something moved in the trees. The wind died down suddenly, and I could just barely hear a scraping that sounded like long, long claws sliding against the concrete. The sound got louder and louder, built until I could feel the vibrations in my chest. There was a figure inside the gate, large and bulbous, with limbs protruding at seemingly random angles. One of the limbs held a limp hunk of meat that still had a red collar around its neck. It didn't have a face, but something about the way it lounged there made it seem undeniably smug. Chris wasn't the only one who ran away that time. We never saw the Catawanga again. But as soon as I turned 18, I moved away with no plan and with no money. Elliot left too, but Chris stayed. He's always been stubborn like that. On Chris's 20th birthday, Chris was found headless, just inside the fairgrounds gate. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the creepy story tonight. If you did, make sure to click that subscribe button, smash that thumbs up, and click on that bell so you never miss another video. And like always, spread me like butter. Yeah. Have a good night, and stay spooky.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.